have one of your what filled?
Two.
Okay. The flesh around your teeth?
Gone.
You could hold that baby bird in the
palm.
He got mad and doubled up both his
fists.
Okay. Any place where you can bend your fingers and your hand and your arms?
Joint.
The part of the upper part of a man's body in his
chest.
He's got broad
shoulders.
They measure the height of a horse in
hands.
You have a left and right
hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up to his
leg.
At the end of your leg is your
hip.
The end of your leg.
Oh, my leg. My foot.
Okay, you have two
feet.
I stumble over a box in the dark and bruise my
shins.
Okay. The back part of the thigh, especially midway between knee and the buttocks.
Punch.
Okay. Someone's been sick for a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit
peaked.
Take a break for a minute. Okay. Person who can lift heavy weights, you say he's
strong.
Okay, one who is very easy to get along with.
Friendly.
Okay. When a boy is in his teens and he is apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture, you say at that age he's awfully
clumsy.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he is just plain
foolish.
Okay. A person who will never spend a cent.
A cheap person.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean? Does it mean good or bad about a person?
Sometimes it means good, sometimes it means bad.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
lively.
Okay. The children are out later than usual, you say. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid.
Okay. Other words you use besides afraid?
Scared.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. What's the opposite of used to be? Didn't used to be. Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
If a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
stubborn.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you say he is mighty
touchy.
I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry.
Okay. If he's a bad temper all the time, he's
quick temper.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just
keep calm.
If you have been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
If you have been if you are very, very tired, you say you are all
worn out.
Okay. If you use wear out, you say he is all
worn out.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say last night she was
got sick.
Okay. But she'll be up again by
tomorrow.
Okay. If a person sat in a drought and began to cough, last night he
caught a cold.